different. How about there's another kind of thing that that you make these sometimes for children. You put a peg in a stump. Mm-hmm. Put a wooden peg in a stump, and one child gets on either end of the thing, and they spin around.
Yeah. There you go. Like my mind won't work now. I've done that.
Yeah. Well, now they're okay. Well, there are a number of names for it. They call them ridey horses, or flying jennies, or whirligigs, or
seesaw. We call them.
Okay, the seesaw. Now the seesaw is the one that went up and down, right?
Yeah.
But how about the kind that goes around and around? Was that?
Oh, okay. We found them at the little shows, you know.
Yeah. You never made any of those. Then.
No.
I see. What were they called? Merry-go-round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, did you ever make a thing with a limber board where you put a limber plank up and the kids would bounce up and down on it?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
That is seesaw, wasn't it?
Okay. And then, if you hang two ropes down from a tree.
That's boy down. It does that a lot, I see.
Hang two ropes down from a tree, maybe put a tire on it or something.
Yeah, ties it to a tar. Right. And I don't know just what they call that.
Slick.
What they call
maybe just the swing.
Yeah, it's a type of a swing. Yeah,
that's all it meant. Now, with a coal stove, the small container that you might just put a little, you have the coal bin outside, you might just go out and fill up this small thing and keep it next to the stove in case you want to give the stove an extra load during the night. You call that a coal?
I never used one.
Okay. Well, would you call it, you might call it a coal scuttle or a coal hod or a coal bucket?
I expect that. We call it a coal bucket.
And then we talked before about the flue on the stove. Mm-hmm. You know, there's also
that light hurts my eyes.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to get my colored glasses here.
Yeah, sure. Here, I'll...